I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There are many impressions, and even more misimpressions, about the role of women in Islam. Muslim scholars say that women are equal to men before God. But women have suffered greatly in some Muslim cultures, most notoriously in Afghanistan under the Taliban. The truth of a woman's place in Islam is usually more nuanced than the image. For example, it's a mixed bag in Syria. From Damascus, The World's Aaron Schachter reports that Syrian women are making progress in the office, not so much in the home.
It may not seem like much, but this represents progress. Syria opened its first licensed shelter for abused women last year. Security in the Japanese-funded shelter is tight. The building's interior is shiny and new, but the concept is a hard sell. Five sisters in their late teens and early 20s were here recently. Maha Al-Ali is a member of the board and the shelter's lawyer. She says there's a desperate need for the shelter, though you wouldn't know it based on how many women come.
People are not feeling very free to come to this shelter. They are afraid from the family, neighbors, kids, and the association is trying now to tell the woman it's not shame to come to this shelter. We will help you. We will protect you. We can also fix the problem if you have a problem with your husband, with your father. We are fixing the problem.
But it's not that easy to fix the problems for women here. For instance, a man who kills his wife or sister for the sake of family honor gets little more than a slap on the wrist. More and more women and men are speaking out against honor crimes. And some things are changing for women professionally. But activists say in many ways, women's personal lives remain in the dark ages.
The women outside of home, they are okay. In the public life, in their professional life, in education, all kind of business, they can do whatever they want. Our problem, it's inside home, in our private life, our family life.
Dahad Musa is a lawyer and women's activist.
The laws here, if you talk about family laws related of child custody, related of divorce, of marriage, guardianship, traveling with the kids, all these, they are passed on Sharia or Christian religious.
As is the case in many parts of the Arab world, laws dealing with family are made by the mosque or the church. There is no civil law to handle those issues. Under those current laws, if a woman divorces, she is not legal guardian of her children, even if she gets custody. Any important decision about where a child goes to school, where she lives, who her doctor is up to the father. The government here does seem to realize there are problems. It recently created the Syrian Commission for Family Affairs. It's housed in a gleaming new building that would be the envy of any corporate giant. Amira Ahmad heads the research department at the commission. She admits that despite the obvious attention paid to the country's newest agency, it's a tough slog.
It will take time to change the laws for women and families. We need to convince members of the parliament. We need to convince society, neither of which is easy. The activists are looking for very big changes very quickly. They don't seem to understand the life they live in the city isn't the same as in most of the country. Everything will take time.
Many in Syria believe this is part of the problem. Conservative Islam is making inroads in Syria, and it's reflected in women's religion classes at Damascus's many mosques. But Asma Kaftaro says in general, these courses are holding women back. Kaftaro is with Syria's Awqaf, roughly translated as Department of Religious Affairs. She supervises religion teachers for women, but she says the Awqaf wants to get rid of her because she promotes women's equality and because she works with Christians. Kaftaro says, of course, not everyone in the religious affairs department has old-fashioned ideas, but even some who have more modern beliefs and are very well educated are afraid. Kaftaro takes some comfort in the fact that Syria's first lady has taken up the cause of women's and family rights. She sponsored a host of non-governmental organizations working on the issues. And in Syria, the wife of the president has a very big bully pulpit. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Damascus, Syria.